Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're talking about the upcoming Open Streets event, which will be held June 2nd in downtown Lawton. Joining us today to talk about the event are two members of the Planning Committee.
Tiffany Martinez-Verska, Community Relations Director for the City of Lawton.
I'm Sandy Foster, and I am the Program Director for the Healthy Living Program at Comanche County Memorial Hospital.
Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
To start, let's just jump right in and talk about the event. What is Open Streets?
Well, Open Streets is an initiative that we've been doing in the city now for, I think almost 5 years now. And what we do is we close C Avenue from 2nd to 5th Street, and we turn it into basically a big playground. So there'll be vendors out there that are going to be providing games that kids and families can participate in. Those vendors are going to have information about the services that they have. We've got Fort Sill coming out with a climbing wall. We've got a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that's going to be happening. We've got spike ball. Spike ball's new for us this year. We've got some spike ball games that are going to be out there, food vendors, just all kinds of fun, really exciting activities for families to come out and remember what the streets are for, and that's to get active, have fun, and be healthy.
Now, that section of C Avenue is a busy commercial street for the city. How do the businesses in that area, the shops along C, Central Mall, how do they react to Open Streets? Do they participate in the event? And if not, how do they handle it?
We have a really, really hardworking group of folks who are part of the committee for Open Streets. And so we're the folks that kind of all hands on deck, and we go in and we plan it and we get all the flyers ready and we do all the pre-planning. And part of that is also talking to our business community that you mentioned downtown. And so we try to get them excited about it. And I think that it's been pretty well received. A lot of the vendors actually take part in the event.
They do. They help us advertise.
Absolutely. And so it's good on several fronts that they might be able to be a part of the event, but it also gets their business some exposure because there's so many people. I mean, these events draw about 4,000 attendees on average. We have one in the fall and then typically in the spring. This one was rescheduled by a couple weeks. Yes. But we think that it's been very well received from the community as well as all the business owners downtown.
Other than the ones you've already mentioned, like the food trucks or Fort Sill with the climbing wall, who are some of the other vendors who will be part of Open Streets?
City National Bank is going to be there. We've got United in Christ Disciple Church is going to be there. They bring out a huge obstacle course. We have the emergency response from the Oklahoma State Department of Health. Their team's going to be out there. We've got the City of Lawton is going to be doing their LATS will be out there, so the public transportation will be out there.
We have a lot of our departments. The firehouse from LSD, the fire department will be there. We'll have the Lawton Police Department, and they have their bicycle crew out there.
Bicycle rodeo.
And the little kids get on there. And the Lawton Public Library.
The Healthy Living Program is going to be out there doing different things. As you said, the library is going to be out there. We have got just some really great organizations that do so much good in our community. And this is kind of their opportunity to get to participate in that again. And then also provide information. So you're out there, you're finding new ways to be healthy, which we asked that question when you came. Did you find something new about how to be healthy or a new game? And they overwhelmed, 98% of them said yes. And so that's our goal, to be able to bring out something that's going to be that's going to get them excited and talking about it again. You know, we've got people that are doing chalk art. The Earth Club here at Cameron pulled together and did a coloring sheet for us. So we're doing a coloring contest.
We're really fortunate, too, because the community always comes together to not only plan this event and make sure that it's successful, but we always come together to make sure that there's a main activity for the kids that come out. As Sandy mentioned, this time it's the coloring contest. They've painted eggs before.
We've done all kinds of
pumpkins.
We've had pumpkins. We've planted tomatoes.
So it's always a great time. There's something for everybody.
Cameron, the Ag Department, gave us tomatoes last year, and we're out there helping us do that. So Cameron's been a real outstanding partner for us.
So what I'm hearing in a lot of this is that Open Streets isn't just fun and games or local businesses setting up booths, but that there's a lot of community awareness activity planned for the event
Thank
as well.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing that, because I think that there really is, at the heart of it is, how do we make our community better?
Right.
And one of the ways that we do that is make sure that our community members are healthy, that they're finding ways to be active. You know, that's not always easy in our, we're making it a lot easier here in Lawton these days. You know, you can see the sidewalks that are going up all over town. I'm excited about the new one that they're putting up there on Lee.
Sure.
And down 45th Street. And so there's a lot of ways that we're making it more walkable and more accessible so that we can be healthier. But this is really that love of our families and taking back the street. I think that's what's most exciting about it. You know, when I was a kid, there were no video games. Pretty much, you know, I'll just go along. We had them, but we didn't play them. We were out in the streets. We were out there playing, riding our bikes, finding ways to interact with other kids safely. And I think this is our opportunity to bring that back.
As we said, Open Streets will be June 2nd. And I wanted to ask about scheduling and logistics. What time is the event scheduled for? And since so much of the parking in that area will be closed off because of the event itself, where do attendees need to park?
Well, it's going to be Saturday, June 2nd from 10 to 2, and as Sandy mentioned, it will close down downtown C Avenue from 2nd to 5th Street. And there's, if you're familiar with the area, there's a lot of parking in that area.
And the mall's open. The
right.
mall, that's, again, a great partner for us.
Yes,
who's
yes.
opening up and letting us use there.
Okay.
And so there'll be plenty of parking in the adjacent areas, the mall and the side streets. Folks are just, you know, don't drive through any cones, but you're welcome
yeah,
to park around
the
there.
Please don't drive through that. We're safe.
Absolutely. And then... And there's three zones that we have designated.
Is it the chill zone, the active zone, and the
fun zone? I want to say
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
so it's kind of divided by things that maybe aren't so physically demanding, hula hoop, what have you. And then you go down to the end, and you can take part in the basketball competition, and you're gonna get a little sweaty,
right.
and you're gonna be
That's
a little right. More active down there. But like I said, there's something for everybody.
So one reason why we tried the 10 to 2, you know, in June, it's a little warmer, and so we're hoping that we don't want anybody having sunstroke, so it's a better time frame for everybody to come
sure.
out, but we sure want everybody to come out.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about Open Streets?
I just think it's going to be great. We've got so much fun planned, so plan on spending some time with us Saturday, June 2nd. Come see us.
All right. Tiffany, Sandy, thanks so much for
Thank
coming by.
Thank you so
by.
Much
Thank
for having
you.
Us. We sure appreciate
Hope
it.
Hope to see you out there.
The Open Streets event will be held Saturday, June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on C Avenue in downtown Lawton. Admission to the event is free. For more information and event updates, visit the Open Streets event page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.